Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, March 13th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Durango to change name to Quantum Critical Metals. Durango Resources Inc. announces a name change to Quantum Critical Metals Corp. effective March 17th, 2025. The company's common shares will trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the new name with a new trading symbol, LEAP. Shareholders are not required to exchange their certificates. The name change reflects the company's focus on critical metals projects. Critical metals are vital for modern technologies and national security. Recent geopolitical concerns highlight the need to diversify supply chains. Durango is committed to advancing critical metals projects to support secure mineral supply in Canada. Amidus reports 2024 fourth quarter and year-end results. Amidus Inc. reported its 2024 fourth quarter and year-end results, showing a 43% increase in annual revenues to $268 million. India biodiesel revenues rose by 20% to $93 million, with production capacity up by 33%. California ethanol revenues increased by 55% to $162 million. Amidus Biogas saw a 139% revenue increase and an 80% production capacity increase. Solar and biogas projects resulted in $19.4 million in cash proceeds in Q1 2025. Amidus CEO highlighted key achievements in 2024, including the completion of a solar microgrid and the initiation of LCFS credit generation. The company received permits for a sustainable aviation fuel plant and tax credits for low-carbon initiatives. Amidus will host an earnings review call today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Armory Mining retains Candela 2 lithium project at Incahuasi. Lithium Salar, Argentina. Armory Mining Corp. reports that American Salars has relinquished its option to develop the Candela 2 lithium brine project, giving Armory control of the property covering 3,000 hectares with an inferred resource of 457,000 tons of lithium carbonate. The current lithium carbonate price is $10,070 per ton for 99.5% battery grade. Ecosolve Inc. was able to extract 93.1% of lithium from a brine sample with a lithium content of 140 ppm. Armory has signed a license agreement to utilize the Ecosolve lithium solvent exchange extraction process, which can produce lithium carbonate with a grade higher than 99.2% and a recovery of 93%, exceeding other processes available. The company controls interests in various projects in Canada, including the Candela 2 lithium brine project in Argentina.
UGI project beginning in Catasauqua could fuel natural gas conversions. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to begin system upgrades in Catasauqua on Monday, March 17. This gas main replacement project aims to enhance safety and reliability. Residents and businesses along the project route have the opportunity to convert natural gas. The project, impacting several streets, is slated for completion by the end of May. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., leading to road closures and traffic delays. Parking will be restricted on affected streets. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for equipment inspection and relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect completion dates. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Chainkeen, promoting environmental sustainability at Chainkeen Exchange. Chainkeen Exchange is committed to promoting environmental sustainability by implementing eco-conscious strategies, supporting green initiatives, and encouraging sustainable practices in the community. the organization focuses on reducing its environmental footprint through energy optimization, waste reduction, and responsible sourcing. By partnering with environmental organizations, Chainkeen Exchange contributes to reforestation and clean water projects, advocating for sustainable urban development. Through educational programs and workshops, the company engages with local communities to raise awareness and promote eco-friendly habits. Chainkeen Exchange remains dedicated to exploring innovative ways to minimize its impact on the planet and inspire others to prioritize sustainability for a greener future.
ZQIP showcases electrification solution for construction equipment at Bauma 2025. ZQIP, a leading provider of electrification solutions for construction and part of Moog Construction, will be showcasing its latest technology at the Bauma 2025 trade fair in Munich, Germany. ZQIP will have two locations at Bauma, featuring converted CAT 308 and CASE CX210ZQ machines at the Moog Construction booth and the CASE WX155-ZQ machine at the CASE Construction booth. Collaborating with CASE, ZQIP's modular electric construction machines offer benefits like reduced emissions, lower costs, and improved performance. The ZQIP system is designed for easy integration into existing equipment, making it a cost-effective way to electrify a fleet. ZQIP's innovative approach to zero-emissions construction sites involves converting a large number of machines simultaneously for optimized energy use and performance. Their modular, scalable solution includes energy modules, conversion kits, and a digital app for real-time monitoring. ZQIP is committed to providing advanced and reliable electrification solutions for the construction industry. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.